so small.
Back here at Mid-America, wow, what a whirlwind experience this has been here this morning, and yesterday too, for that matter. Claire Marie is here on the controls in Louisville, and Phone Master Dre is on the controls there in Ocean Springs, and the guy who is out of control is with us right now, Kevin Birch, president of Jet Express and co-chair of TMAF, and folks don't need to ask what that is anymore. They know, and that has been proven already. Trucking moves America forward.
David, thanks, and it's great being here, and it's great to be at the conference, if you will. And I remember it was yesterday that you were on that flatbed out there announcing your support, if you will, and glad to be part of this new thing that we started, a movement. And you put it that way as well, movement of trucking moves America forward.
And you know what the thing that I always remember about that day is there was a break in the weather when we did that. It
Absolutely.
Had been raining, it stopped raining, then it started raining again. It's like the clouds parted for Trucking Moves America Forward. And boy, those clouds have been parting ever since.
They sure have, and you mentioned it just a second ago. It's almost like Shell Oil or whatnot. They don't have to spell it out. It's just their logo, if you will. McDonald's the same way. You don't need to spell it out. Trucking Moves America Forward is TMAF now, and Dave, it's really you know, the branding's there, and you know what that's all about. And I love telling the story that you know, 6 months into this program, this movement, we were asked, Elizabeth Barna, the COO of ATA, and a couple other people, what are we going to do if it fails? How are you going to get the money back to the contributors? That's when we had a meeting, if you will, 6 months in there, and said, we can't even think that. We need to think that we're halfway there, and we're going to get that $1 million that first year. But there were people that just said, you know what, that's all fluff. It's not going to happen. We've been doing this before, good stuff, trucks bring in, different slogans and whatnot. But if there's one thing, Dave, and you've really helped us on it, it's all about all trucking people, whether you're union, non-union, flatbed, reefer, and you've so graciously have said that over the last few years. This is a movement for all people in our industry. So whether you're an LTL or truckload, doesn't matter. You're one of the 7 million people in this industry, if you will, that can tell our story through TMAF.
Yeah, indeed, and that is so important because there really hasn't been anything quite like it. There have been attempts, and not even attempts to do what TMAF is doing. There have been attempts to kind of almost do what TMAF is doing, and that almost never really makes it, of course. And that's why this has legs, as you would say. I guess maybe wheels is a better way to put it, like Safety Sammy has wheels and
right,
legs, right, for that matter.
Sure. And Safety Sammy's going to have arms here in a few months. We've got a new addition to the Safety Sammy family, and we're really proud of that. So we're on the move, and people are getting more and more knowledgeable and also getting onto the website and wanting to know kind of what's going on.
Let's talk about Safety Sammy, because it is a lot more than a cute foam truck.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of depth there that folks may not realize.
Well, you know, we had a couple thoughts about it, and it came to be just recently, really about 2 years ago, about the concept. And I thought, you know, why don't we have some mascot? We do it with the sports and race cars and basketball games, baseball games, and everything else. But, you know, we're all about educating the younger people. And when I say that, what better way than to have a mascot? So as you well know, we had to be careful because we didn't want to make like a certain OEM. We didn't want to have any branding in it. We just wanted to have, once again, what TMAF's all about is a coverall, if you will. So and we wanted to get the kids involved.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple meetings, and we wanted centerpieces. I know I digress here a little bit, but we wanted to have centerpieces. We wanted to have trucks. We wanted to have trucks on the tables. Well, the committee came back and said, we went to a couple stores. We couldn't find toy trucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really? So what we did from that is we thought, you know, let's get a mascot. And so that's how Safety Sammy is out there.
I did not know that story, by the way.
And that's kind of how it started. And it came out of our weekly calls, if you will. And it's really blossomed now. So it's been low cost, high value. And now we've got another because of the demand. We've got some improvements, just like anything else. That's what truckers do. now the next version here, if you will, have arms in there so that we can reach out to the, you know, the kids and the students. And, you know, this is what we need. We're setting a seed that we won't see probably for a couple, 2-3 years.
That's the thing.
But that's what it's all about. Yeah. And we're going to get some sponsorships on it and travel around the state associations like it. And Safety Sammy, we had a contest, and we had various names, and we ended up selecting that. But we're really proud of it.
What's the next big goal for TMAF, Kevin?
Continuing, Dave, to tell our story, to also say that the opportunities involved. I mean, what great timing this is, Trucking Moves America Forward, because of the driver shortage. We can talk about autonomous trucks till we're blue in the face, but we're still going to need professional men and women to drive those trucks. And
and you know, if I can interrupt,
sure.
There are some who are in the autonomous trucking world who are saying, you know what, we're actually going to need more people, not less.
Isn't that amazing?
And, yeah.
And you're kind of the king of the voice on the radio, if you will. You hear all these comments and whatnot, and you know for a fact that we're not going to see a driverless truck here real soon.
No, not
and
really.
We're going to need the driver assist and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know what? Technology is important. And, you know, if we didn't have technology, we wouldn't have the things that we have today, that's for sure. But Trucking Moves America Forward is telling those stories. And Safety Sammy is one of those steps. Yes, some of the things are coming up. We have a new addition to the family with Safety Sammy that's coming out. Also, we're going to have a book, a children's book that we're developing.
Yeah,
that we're developing. So follow that. We've got billboards that we're working with the state associations for Driver Appreciation Week. But I tell you what, I'm excited.
And that's
about
in September.
That's in September, and that's that week long. We're going to match up to $4,000, I think it is, for state associations to have billboards that would be up there for the whole month.
Now, back to the
but, you know, I really think I'm a numbers guy, Dave, and 1 to 10, we're about halfway there telling our story. And the more people, especially the younger people, but what's really exciting is the workforce development that we're involved in to get the younger driver. That's going to finally happen. I don't know when, but it's come. We're getting closer with the House bill here recently that Hunter put out. But in saying
The apprentice
excited.
Program,
exactly.
Drive Safe.
You know, mm-hmm. I read a statistic the other day, Dave, that there's 6 million people that are unemployed. All right, 6 million. We need 1 million drivers here, you know, within the next 10 years. I mean, we need to tap that and educate people on getting trained for those positions. And TMAF is a great vehicle to tell that story.
Not to go off on a tangent here, and we only got a minute, but do you think, and there have been attempts at, quote, apprenticeship, unquote, programs for the younger drivers. Do you think the Drive Safe Act is going to, well, like Safety Sammy, have some legs here this time?
Dave, I tell you what, I am more positive about this movement towards a younger driver than ever before, because we talked about it 5 or 10 years
right.
ago. We had insurance people saying probably not, the motoring public probably mm-hmm. not. But when you start looking at how ridiculous it is that we can't go over a state line when you're a certified CDL or you've been 18, 19-year-olds and you've got thousands of safe miles, but you can't cross a border.
Mm-hmm. But you can go across Texas.
Exactly, or a large state like Ohio.
Yeah.
To answer your question, absolutely we're going to see some sort of apprentice program. And once again, I want to preface it by saying not cross-country at 18, but a graduated system, two-step mm-hmm. program. It's coming.
More like a 2-3 state region.
Absolutely.
Sort of
Let's try
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, tri-state.
Whoa. Well, we don't have but a couple of seconds here. The clock always catches me off guard. Kevin, as always, old friend, thank you so much for coming in and joining us on the program this morning.
Love to be here, Dave. Thanks.
Kevin Birch, everybody. Co-chair of TMAF, President Jet Express. We'll be back in just a little bit.